Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan. With low-income plans, priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Although the cheeseburger in Caseville is the biggest event the community hosts, it's not the only one, and it did not mark the end of festivities in the community. The Caseville Historical Society hosted a car show over the weekend that was well attended. During the meeting, it was noted the new event of having boat races for the first time was well attended. And there were 53 boats that signed up to participate. The City Council approved the Caseville Chamber of Commerce request to allow 3 food trucks to operate during the annual Witches Walk on October 25th. Approval was also given to conduct the next city meeting on October 23rd at the Caseville Historical Building at 6733 Prospect Street. Also, Mike Power was appointed to Caseville Area Fire Protection Association Board to a term that will expire in August of 2031. And a new data breach at the giant credit reporting TransUnion caused Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel to urge residents to stay alert following the break. The breach had occurred in July of 2025 and exposed personal information for more than 4.4 million people nationwide. The investigators say that the breach was caused by a third-party application gaining unauthorized access to TransUnion systems. While financial credit details aren't compromised, sensitive information such as names, social security numbers, and birth dates were exposed. With the recent exposure, TransUnion is offering affected consumers 24 months of free credit reporting and monitoring. You can include service alerts for changes to your credit file and dedicated support if you suspect you're a victim of fraud. Michigan consistently ranks among the top states for identity theft cases. Nessel stresses that everyone should take extra precautions. Watch out for phishing emails. Updating and strengthening your passwords. Limit what you may store digitally that could be personal. Enabling multi-factor authentication when possible. And check your bank reports or credit reports regularly. If your social security number was exposed, consider a credit freeze. Nessel calls for stronger data protection laws. We have long struggled with high rates of identity theft here in the state of Michigan. Large-scale breaches like this only add to the problem. Nessel has also renewed her call for stronger data breach notification laws so that companies can be held accountable for breaches and to better protect their customers. And shares of Tylenol maker Kenvue are bouncing back sharply before the opening bell a day after President Donald Trump promoted unproven, in some cases discredited, ties between Tylenol vaccines and autism. Trump told pregnant women not to use the painkiller around a dozen times during a White House news conference Monday. The drug maker tumbled 7.5%. Shares have regained most of those losses early Tuesday in pre-market trading. And when we come back after this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
As the leaves start to fall, your internet bill should too. This fall, stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. New customers can get the 75 megabit package for just $50 a month, and existing customers can upgrade for the same price. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, and remote work, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless also offers plans starting at just $40 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. As the days get shorter and the temperature drops, you'll be spending more time indoors watching football, streaming your favorite shows, or working from home. Make sure your internet can handle it all. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with the speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in Eastern Michigan.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at international news in New York, ABC will reinstate Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show after suspending it due to his comments about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The network announced Monday that the show would return on Tuesday. Kimmel faced backlash for his remarks, leading major affiliates like Nexstar and Sinclair to pull his show. President Trump, a frequent target of Kimmel's jokes, celebrated the suspension. Kimmel expressed concern about potential government crackdowns on comedians. His suspension comes amid a shift late-night landscape and ongoing debates about media control of free speech. Sinclair said Monday that it would not air Kimmel's show Tuesday and would broadcast news programming instead. And in international news and United Nations, the head of the United Nations warned that humanity has entered an age of reckless disruption and relentless human suffering as world leaders convened at a moment in history rife with polarization, inequity, and two major wars that have ignited anger across the planet. We have entered an age of reckless disruption and relentless human suffering, Antonio Guterres said, opening the UN General Assembly's meeting, a week of speeches in which leaders and nations lay out their grievances, priorities, and proposals about how to make things better. Also at the United Nations, French President Emmanuel Macron says France is officially recognizing the state of Palestine. The move came during a UN conference chaired by France and Saudi Arabia aimed at generating new support for a two-state solution in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which long precedes the ongoing war in the Gaza Strip. The meeting and expanded recognition of Palestinian statehood are expected to have little, if any, impact on the ground, where Israel is waging another major offensive in the Gaza Strip and expanding settlements in the occupied West Bank. And you can get the full stories of your news, obituaries, weather, and information on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.